take God's word for it. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father, and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with His comfort through Christ. That was 1 Corinthians 1, 3-5. In Oklahoma, tornadoes killed and injured dozens of frightened people, and I know that your heart joins mine in saying that our hearts break for them. We pray for them, and we urge people to donate to good Christian causes that are helping on site, like Samaritan's Purse, for instance. Well, you know, in the midst of doing this and doing that and praying and offering all kinds of assistance, people also crave reminders of God's faithful love at such a time as a tragedy like this. One such reminder emerged from the debris. A Bible. A Bible was found in the debris in Oklahoma, and it was found opened to Isaiah 32. Now, Isaiah 32 included some very detailed, amazing, beyond coincidence truth, including references to storm and shelter, etc. And it talks about when Jesus Christ will reign, and this world will be freed from pain. Everything will be made right when Jesus returns. Now, today's scripture, which I read earlier, included the fact that God can comfort us no matter what. And I will quote it again. It says, "He comforts us in all our troubles." So, when he says all, he means all. He comforts us in all our troubles. And there are countless testimonies in Oklahoma of God's comfort and peace that surpass understanding. So today, I want to ask you, if you were in Oklahoma and the tornadoes had hit, would you have been sure that you would have gone to heaven? You see, tragedies like this remind us that life is fragile, and we need Jesus. Jesus came, and He bore our pain. He was our substitute on the cross, and we can believe in Him, receive Him in our hearts, and depend on Him for salvation. Otherwise, for people who don't believe in Him, this senseless world. It appears like it's all just for nothing, and senselessly harsh, things like that people talk about. But for the believer, we understand that this is temporary, and that eternity is forever, and that Jesus is with us while we go through pain that we never expected, but He is also going to carry us through the pain, be our soul's shelter. And when we receive Jesus as Savior and Lord, we know that we have eternal life and no tornado can strike us out of His hands. Let's pray. Let's pray for the families, and let's open our hearts to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are with us and that You love us no matter what. We ask now that You would comfort those hurting in Oklahoma. And we ask now that You would reign in our hearts with Your comfort and peace. We confess You as Savior and Lord. We welcome You in our hearts afresh. And we repent from letting other things take Your place. We welcome You to rule our lives and rule our hearts with Your trademark peace today. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. I urge you to simply come to Jesus and ask Him to comfort you in ways only He can. I know that He will. Open your heart, and then share about God's heart with others. God bless you, and remember, Jesus still loves you. Join us at prayingpals.org.